This is 7AD and 7BU. Now, Relay for Life coming up in Penguin at Dial Park in March. The official launch is happening this weekend. Here's Alicia from Cancer Council Tasmania. Hello.
Good morning, Darren. How are you doing?
All right. So the official launch is Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah.
We're
very, very excited to be launching the new Relay for Life season at Longford. There's actually a Relay for Life in Longford this Saturday.
Is that the first one in Longford?
It is the very first one in Longford.
Cool.
So the community have come together, rallied together, created their own committee and are hosting their own relay. So it's super exciting. They've actually raised over $30,000. Their target was $30,000, just ticked over last night. So, yeah, incredible to see them all coming together and, fantastic community and a great place to be kicking off the new Relay for Life season.
Okay, so you've got Dial Park Penguin, you've got Longford, you've got Launceston, you've got Hobart. Are you still having one Circular Head?
Not next year, so that's every 2 years. So next year we've got Derwent Valley and Dorset are kicking off in February, and then the three big ones, Launceston, Hobart and Penguin.
Right, so Penguin's March. What's the date for that?
25th and 26th of March. So it's rounding out our season at the very end of March.
Great fun and good money race, and hopefully bigger and better next year.
Yeah, look, I was actually looking at the stats last night. In total, Penguin's hosted 22 Relay for Life events over the years and raised over $4.4 million just here on the Northwest Coast, which is incredible. So this year we saw around 600 people, attend at the 2022 event, and we're hoping to see push it back up to about 800, a bit more towards those pre-COVID levels.
Yeah, well, exactly right. Everything suffers from a bit of COVID hangover. So I'm sure that'll happen. So people can get their teams together now, really.
Correct, yeah. Registrations are open at relayforlife.org.au. Our other super exciting news is our Tasmania's very first ever indoor-outdoor relay being hosted at the Silver Dome in Launceston. So Launceston's moved from an outdoor track to inside.
A lot of organisation, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, it really is. But we are so incredibly grateful to be able to work with some fantastic committees across the state. So all volunteers who get on board. Mm. Always looking for more volunteers if anyone's interested in getting involved in how to organise a Relay for Life event. The more hands we have, the lighter the load. So everyone's welcome to join in.
We talk about this every time, but it doesn't hurt to remind people. So once you raise the money, where does it go and how's it spent?
Look, most importantly is that all money raised in Tasmania stays right here in Tasmania. We've just updated our stats and it's actually up around 10 Tasmanians a day are diagnosed with cancer. So it's really important that we're able to support them through our supportive care services, such as the transport to treatment, our WIG library, and also through our prevention services. So we have a team that go out and talk to people and educate them around SunSmart and better health choices.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the WIG library. Now, that seems like a... On surface, it seems kind of trivial. But for instance, if you've got a young girl who's going through cancer and has to have chemo and has no hair, you know, that can be quite a thing to go through. And just little things like that can help their life.
It really is. It's huge. It's a huge impact on so many people. And wigs are not cheap. So our WIG library is it's a free of charge service. So we have over 500 different WIGs in our library, and people who are going through a cancer journey are more than welcome to come in and just try something on. And we've got professionals who help you to pick out the right one.
Yeah. All right. So relayforlife.org.au, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And if you want to volunteer, then contact the team at the Cancer Council Northwest office.
Yeah? Always welcome, either be it on the committee or just on the day itself. We always are after extra volunteers, so that would be fantastic.
Thanks for coming in. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Darren.